with relationship to the 4th of July coming up. One of the things that I've noticed being, and I don't want to necessarily just jump right into this, but I live in Monroe County, Florida, which is all of the Keys, starts here in Key Largo and goes all the way down to Key West. And there is a mandatory mask order in place right now, and a lot of people are not wearing them. And what I find interesting is that let me tell you the transition that I have noticed with the people in my community. And it's okay if they're watching. I don't feel, well, I'm not going to betray any confidences or anything like that. But a lot of people in my community were saying, this is nothing, it's a myth, etc. Then all of a sudden, they were saying it was the world's worst thing. They went from being deniers to chicken littlers. And then they started complaining about the fact that people were wearing masks and asking them to wear masks. And now that masks are being mandated, these very people who said that they were smart enough to take care of themselves and other people are going around not wearing masks and are getting really close to each other. I saw this really funny yesterday, that the people on our board work really hard to maintain where we live themselves. And what I found interesting was that one of the board members, really great guy, two of the men who live here, were all standing within a foot of each other talking without a mask yesterday, while one of them was putting up a hand sanitizer next to the elevator. So they get it, but they don't get it. So I want to talk to you this today about the price of freedom. Now, there's an old saying that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. That was said by Bishop Desmond Tutu. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And I was thinking about this on a personal level as well as on a national level. I remember taking Gail, my wife, to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. Gail had never been to D.C. at all. And we went to the Holocaust Museum the first day we were there because it had just opened back then. And we actually ended up coming back 3 days in a row to the Holocaust Museum. It was so powerful and so amazing. And I will never forget it. And it was so transformative. And as you exit the Holocaust Museum, there's a quote. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. It's Martin Neubauer. The old saying that freedom isn't free is very true, and that is true not only when it comes to war and the loss of life, but it also comes to those of us who are vigilant in our own lives about taking care of not only others, but ourselves as well. That quote at the end of the Holocaust Museum just really, really stuck with me, and the importance of taking care of others as well as taking care of myself. One of the main reasons that I wear a mask is that I have not been tested for coronavirus. I don't know if I have it. And if I do, I certainly don't want to infect other people. So this is an interesting new, this is nowhere near a new normal. I guarantee you the 4th of July is going to be very different next year. The interesting thing is that everything around me opened up, and now it's closing down. A lot of it is anyway. And the fireworks are being shut down. So I was thinking about, too, that the eternal vigilance that we play in our lives, and that's really what I want to talk about. This is not a statement about, I mean, you're old enough to know whether or not you should wear a mask or what you should do or what you shouldn't do. So that's not really what I want to talk to you about quite so much, although I do want to tell you that I have an opinion on that matter and tell you what that opinion is. The thing I want to talk with you about, really, is being vigilant in your own life about things that you are now free of. This morning, as I was sitting and having my coffee with Teddy, I was thinking about when I used to have a problem with binge eating. I really did. I would get angry, or I would get depressed or hurt or whatever. And then I would, I'm sorry. That's cute, Lynn. I'll get to that in a second. I used to stand in front of the refrigerator and I would just binge eat and then feel terrible about myself. And as a result, of course, I was always quite heavy. And I remember one of the things that I realized was that I got up and I was binge eating, trying to fill this empty hole in myself with food. And I was eating. And I remember thinking to myself, I was going to go get a cookie. And I thought, I've already eaten like 19 cookies. Why am I going to go get another cookie? The last cookie didn't satisfy me. The next cookie is not going to satisfy me. What I need to do is to identify the feelings that I'm feeling, allow myself to feel them and come to grips with them. And so now I still think I might have a propensity to binge eat. I notice when things go, you know, hard or sideways or whatever. However, what I remind myself is that I am free of that behavior, and that to be free of that behavior, as Desmond Tutu said, we need to be eternally vigilant. The other thing that I'm working on, as you all know, is that for many years, and I think they're very much related, I had anger issues because my father was angry. He beat me. He didn't listen to me. He humiliated me. He criticized me. He did all kinds of things. And so I grew up with a lot of anger issues. Now, I had to work on that from a behavioral standpoint, not reacting angrily. That's the behavioral side. But more importantly, learning how not to feel it inside. I told you the story the other day about having dropped off my shirts at the dry cleaner right before the pandemic shut everything down. And then after everything opened up, they still would open up for like 5 minutes and then be closed for 6 and 7 hours at a time. They kept no regular hours. I kept going by trying to get my shirts. And every time I went by to try and pick them up, they told me they would be ready in 15 minutes. I mean, I know that's laughable. It sounds like I was being punked. I kept waiting for Johnny Knoxville to jump out or something. But I remember as this was going on, and I remembered that upset meter starting to go off inside of me. And I remembered that I had decided that my upset would never get above 2.5. And I was inside my ego's going, yeah, but. And the ego always has an excuse. The ego, it rationalizes. And I love to joke this. It tells you rational lies. There's always a reason. There's always an excuse for your behavior. Your ego will tell you that. And your highest self will say, a person who is a spiritual master is someone who has learned to master their own spirit. And believe me, that takes eternal vigilance. To become free of that fearful, worrisome mind in our head takes us constantly reminding ourselves that we will get through whatever is going to present itself, and that habit of worrying does nothing but upset us in the present. And that's something I realized the other day. I keep dancing around and I want to nail that to the floor today. When you are anxious about the future, you're anxious now. When you're worried about the future, you're worried now. Why? Because we live in the eternal now. As the old saying says, we are cursed to live in the eternal now. So anything you're upset about or worried about in the future is not even a reality. You are using it to upset and hurt yourself now. And to have that memory and just do whatever it takes, meditate, flush it away, talk to a coach, whatever, you want to be vigilant. Why? Because then you are a calmer, happier person. Then you do not inflate your problems, turning you from a victor, into a victim. This weekend, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Remember that. I noticed going out around here, and I don't go out much. I go to yoga class and I might go to a restaurant to pick something up. But what I've noticed is that people get together. It's like, I know you, you know me, therefore you're safe. Nonsense. The other one is almost like, hey, You wouldn't give me the coronavirus, would you? You love me. Most of us don't know that we have it, if we do in fact have it. So I'm going to come out strongly in favor of being a little paranoid over this weekend. Just because you love people and they love you does not mean they're going not, they cannot infect you. Consider wearing masks. Stay vigilant. One thing I want next 4th of July is you here. That's what's important to me. So be vigilant. And for those things that you have worked to overcome in your life, remember, you're never going to stop. I remember my favorite comedian, Stephen Wright, once joked about his friend who walked his dog from Boston to Miami and back. He said, "You're done." He walked him all at once. That was the joke, okay? There is no all at once in human life. There is no there, as Gertrude Stein said. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. It is always being vigilant, all right? Share with me some of your thoughts before we close and I get with my complaint-free meditation group. Let's see what some of you have had to say. Ah, powerful, says Lisa Bartels. Thank you, angelic. Oh, I think they're talking about the backdrop, but I'll take that as well. Heather Ellis says, agree completely about the museum. It was more powerful, most powerful place we visited. Yeah, you know what I find interesting? I was thinking about this morning. There are still people around me who deny that the virus exists. I stopped at the liquor store the other day to get a bottle of wine, and there was a man who you could just tell had this, how dare you, you know, nonsense about the coronavirus. There are people who still to this day don't believe that 6 million Jews were killed. Okay? By the way, if you haven't been to the Holocaust Museum, one of the most shocking things I learned was that over half of the people there were killed by roving bands of people with guns, not just gas chambers. Lynn Ballone said, I had to wear a mask the other day and ended up with a headache for 2 days when I usually don't have headaches. Lynn, I've been having headaches too as a result of the masks. You know what I think it is for me? I'm not used to having something over my nose, and so I scrunch, which causes my face to have a headache. I literally am causing my headaches. Check that. See if that's it. Had to get tested because of work. One reason to retire. Heard that, Mike. I heard that. All right, everybody, listen to me. We are celebrating freedom this weekend, and you have the freedom to choose health for yourself and for other people. This is a different time, y'all. Make good choices. Just because people love you doesn't mean they won't infect you. Just because you know somebody doesn't mean they won't. Who knows? You might see me on the street and come running up and go, there's Will Bowen, and want to give me a hug, and I might make you sick. So let's be careful. Great message and supportive statements. Thank you for putting it out there. My honor. I care for you all. 10 minutes to our complaint-free meditation group. Make that 8. I will see you there live. Again, this is our beautiful background. I did a jumpstart the other day about how we always see God as sunlight breaking through clouds. If you Google the image of God, that's the number one image that I find comes up. So we're going to talk about breaking through the clouds in our life. Thank you all for sharing this. Click share right now before you say goodbye. Click share. Let's let more people know this, that we're together every morning, and I invite you to be with me Monday morning. Look forward to seeing you. Monday morning, we are going to talk about, I have not actually launched my list yet. I know one thing I came up with this morning that I'm super excited to talk to y'all about. Ah, this is loading so slow. I'll create an event and tell you. Here we go. New beginnings. Yes. We're going to consider the old ancient poem, Salutation to the Dawn, which was written in Sanskrit originally. Beautiful. Click shared. Say you shared. Thanks for the awesome work in the world, Will. You know what? I'm not doing the awesome work in the world. I'm inspiring you to do it. My work is to inspire you. You go out and do the awesome work, all right? Love you all. See you Monday. We'll talk about Salutation to the Dawn. Meditators, I will see you in 8 minutes.